Hi, so I'm interviewing my friend Evie, who is a vegan and also amazing in all kinds of ways, to find out how easy it would be to become vegan. So hi, Evie.
Hello. Hi.
Tell us a bit about how did you become vegan and why, and you know, your story.
So I haven't eaten meat for about 8 years now.
Okay.
I was vegetarian and pescatarian for the majority of that time. And then more recently, I decided to go the full-on vegan. I had years where I went without dairy and without eggs. So I had a couple of years where I was going vegan before trying it all out. But yes, I haven't eaten meat in a while. Haven't eaten any dairy in a while as well. And I feel good about it.
You do?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's fantastic. How easy was it to go vegan?
I think it was quite easy for me because I had in my family, my mother's a vegetarian.
Right.
So she doesn't eat any meat. I've grown up in quite a healthy household where we didn't have access to chicken nuggets and things like that.
Right.
So it was quite easy for me. I would just eat the same things that my mum ate.
Fair.
And what I have realised is that 8 years ago, being a vegetarian or vegan was totally different to how it is now. But I can't believe how much stuff is accessible nowadays to vegans and vegetarians. How many like pseudo meats there are, how many like vegan cheeses there are, things like that. So it's becoming a lot easier.
That is really cool.
I think to become vegan. Compared to what I remember it being 8 years ago.
That's great, because yes. I feel like I'm going to struggle.
No, it'll be fine.
But so what about like eating out? Is that more problematic than buying your own food and cooking?
Yes, it can be. I mean, where we are in London, there's so many vegan restaurants and options. We're very fortunate. But for example, I went out with a group of friends last week and we went to an Italian restaurant.
Oh yeah.
In London.
Right, okay. Not very vegan.
Nowhere near vegan. On the menu actually there was a buffalo mozzarella pizza with beef on top and they put that as vegetarian. So they had no clue. So I had to ask them, there was not many options for vegan, so I had to actually ask what meal doesn't have cheese on it, and they looked at me like I'm crazy. So in those types of circumstances, you've just got to adapt and you've got to change. You've got to say, I'll have this type of pasta, but minus the cheese, or I'll have this. So sometimes it can be a bit difficult, but what I've also seen is nowadays there's so many more vegan options at restaurants.
That's
even
brilliant.
At Pizza Express now, they're doing vegan pizzas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
It's getting better and it's getting easier. Although we only often do have one option, which is like a quinoa burger.
That's fine.
But it has gotten a lot better.
Cool. That is really cool. That's encouraging.
Yes, it is encouraging. And I think if you go out with people that obviously are aware that you're making this conscious effort to be vegan, to be sustainable, then you're influencing their choices as well, because sometimes, like now, for example, I've gone for my friends to eat at Mildred's, which is like a vegan vegetarian restaurant, and they're all meat eaters, but they will take the time and try new things with me, which is great.
That's fantastic. That's good friends.
Yes, exactly.
Really good friends. And what about like nutrients, like proteins and iron and things like that?
The classic
questions. Where did you get? What is the best way of getting them from a plant-based diet?
I think just making sure that you're covering all bases. Don't restrict yourself from any food group.
Right.
So make sure that you're having your carbohydrates. Make sure you're having your pulses, things like that. Not too much soy, but just make sure you're having whole foods. As long as you're not restricting any of your diet.
Right.
You can still get all your essential amino acids from things like quinoa. You can substitute your meals with pulses. I, for one, I don't feel tired. I don't feel like eating less meat has made me feel any different at all. People worry that we're not having enough protein, but I think what's important to remember is that we're not all bodybuilders. We don't all need...
No, that's fair.
That high level of protein, which is assumed that we need.
Yeah.
You can still get that protein content from...
Chickpeas.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that chickpeas your main...
Right. ...approach, yeah. Quinoa, chickpeas, other pulses, nuts as well.
Nuts, good one.
Just got to make sure that you don't you have to, I think turning vegan, you've got to explore lots of different types of foods, try new things.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, and it is more exciting. You fall in love with food and different types of food.
That's amazing. I'm going to ask a couple more questions about things that I know I'm going to miss, like ice cream.
Oh, so let me tell you, I've just tried Ben & Jerry's vegan ice cream. Yes.
Is it good? Everybody. Is it super expensive or is it the same price as Ben & Jerry's?
Guys, £4.50. So it was...
Oh, that's all right.
It's expensive for what it is. And we've got coconutly caramel or caramelly coconut. I can't remember what it was called. It is delicious.
It's nice.
It's delicious.
Okay, so that would be the ice cream to go to.
Also, shout out Magnum. They do vegan Magnums.
Perfect.
Cornetto now do vegan Cornettos.
And it's still as creamy and good.
It's still as delicious as you can imagine.
Oh, fantastic.
So you've got to try. So ice cream, you're sorted. That's all fine.
Oh.
All vegan options available. Next one.
Next. What is your go-to vegan hangover breakfast?
Oh, God. I would say a good Linda McCartney sausage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that
do
the trick?
Yeah. I had breakfast for dinner the other day, and had Linda McCartney sausages, beans. I made a chickpea omelette, which is using chickpea flour.
Lovely.
Had that with toast, fried mushrooms. It's just, it's the sausages... make it feel like it's you're eating some form of meat, but actually if you look at all the elements there's a lot of vegan things already. Beans, mushrooms, if you get the right bread you can get vegan butter now, so spread that on top. Yeah,
you're making it sound so easy.
Really easy.
So
yeah.
Would you recommend going vegan?
100%. There's so many different reasons I would say for going vegan. I think it not only does it help the environment, sustainability, it also gives you a different relationship with food. It forces you to learn how to cook different things. It broadens your variety, your palate as well. Makes you more creative.
Nice.
And I feel good in myself, not with also all the health benefits as well, like X, Y, and Z. There's two different, it's not two different vegans, but some vegans do it for the health benefits.
Yeah.
Other vegans do it for animal rights.
Yeah.
And other vegans do it more for like sustainability. And I believe I'm across all different areas, and a lot of people are. I'm more for the health side of things.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so there's numerous different benefits to it. And I think what we are seeing now is more and more people are becoming vegan. And in the future, the way we are living now and the way we're eating isn't sustainable. It's not going to carry on like this.
It's, no, it's not
so
sustainable.
So the sooner we jump on this...
the better for everybody.
Better for everybody, yeah.
And the planet.
The planet, the humans, everyone, the animals.
It's fantastic.
And I think the more people that get onto it, the more we're going to see these more exciting alternatives. Because like, as I said, 8 years ago, I couldn't find a vegan Magnum. But now demand, they're supplying.
Fantastic.
There we
well,
go.
I'll try it out then.
Yes, please do. Are you going to try it out for us?
I'm
going to
try it out. Slowly, probably... phasing in, because obviously we are meat eaters, so
yes.
It's going to be slightly more difficult,
But
see what we can do and how we get there slowly.
Good
That's
luck.
The plan.
If you need anything, just, you know.
Thank you, and thank you for the chat.
You're welcome, thank you very much.
Thank you.